world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It's a very, 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 very joyous day to have you guys with us. And of course, don't forget, as we've been mentioning, ad nauseum. Well, I shouldn't say ad nauseum. Well, you know, we've been seeing it a lot. Don't miss our show, The Galaxy of Phil Henry, at Theater West, February 28th and March the 1st.
Now we have Ray Conniel on the line. Ray Conniel is a Commodore of the
El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Yeah, the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I've been great, and it's great to talk with you. And thank you for having me on. And I had a favorite I was going to ask you.
He wants to know if you wanna MC the dance.
Well, we have the Seafood Splash dance, Phil, on Saturday night. And I would love it very, very deeply if you would MC it. Right now I've got Snooki and Dave Galbonica. Do you remember Dave Galbonica and his wife, Carrie Phil?
No, I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. These are the people that call themselves Galbonicans. Oh, I remember them.
Yeah. They're sweet people, but they almost kind of weird because their name is Galbon, and they said, well, we're Galbonicans.
Oh, I remember these people. Yeah, and you had like special.
We had special. There were members here at the Yacht Club. How you doing, Dave? And I can say to, hey, Dave, you're I can say you're a Galbonican, and he'll look at me like, are you messing with me? And I'll say, yeah, and he'll go back to what he's doing. So it's kind of weird.
Well, do you think they're dangerous?
Who?
This Galbon family.
Well, no, but I think they call themselves Galbonicans. And you're disrespecting them if you don't call them a Galbonican. I don't know. What's wrong with you, man?
Phil, are you throwing up?
Sounded like you were spitting up.
Yeah, Miss Henry.
No, I'm fine.
Are you laughing? Hey, look, Phil, you ought to be me.
No, I can well imagine. We have Ray Conniel on the line from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. So Dave Galbon is on the... He's on the... he's the dance floor? Is he the DJ?
Yeah, it's one of the DJs. Snooki's over there. Hey, guys, how you doing? I got to wave. How you doing, Dave? Yeah, how's things on Galbonica? Yeah. He's not smiling. He said, yeah, they're good, but he had a straight look on his face. God damn.
So, all right, so I'm going to be... You would like me to MC the dance on Saturday night?
Yeah, the Seafood Splash. Everyone comes in costume, Phil. They dress... We've got Bill and Snooki Henry. These guys are great. They come dressed in sea bass. He's got a sea bass outfit, and she has a tuna, a cute little tuna outfit that she wears. And
when you say that, do they wear fish heads?
No, it's the entire top, head to toe. They come waddling in a tuna suit. And let me tell you what. Then we have the costume judging, and with sex. You know, if you're tuna, if you're sea bass, there's different sections where the costumes get judged.
Wait a second, Ray. What? This is people come dressed as fish.
Hold on. In general, I love you, but I know when you're about to be a pain in the ass.
No, wait a minute. You're having, first of all, Phil's going to be emceeing the dance, but then you have a judging of the costumes.
Yeah.
And you only judge the tuna costumes.
You guys, you know what? I ought to hang the phone up and...
Hey, Ray, come on, Ray. This stuff is pretty funny. Ray, are you saying that if I come dressed as a sea bass, I will only be judged with other sea bass costumes?
Yes. What's the point of judging you if you're a sea bass and someone else is dressed as a clam? Okay, or if they say Phil comes dressed as a fool, he comes as a clam, and you come as a sea bass. Oh, gee, which one's better? Are you kidding me? I'm not about to mess with that. So I would have the clams all together.
What if I'm the only guy in a clam outfit?
You win. Jesus. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, look at Ray. We want to stay on track with this. I understand. We don't want to ask any dumb questions, but you're the guy that said that, you know, that you're having a seafood, you're having a costume thing.
You spit it out, Phil. We're having a costume thing, yeah.
What is that? Is that the Return of the Mac in the background?
Yes, it is. Dave and Snook are getting, they're lining up the music, and this is a favorite song of mine, Return of the Mac, and, yeah. There it is there, you know. It's a song that I've always enjoyed.
It's a very popular song on our show. A lot of people that we have on the air like it.
Well, I like it. It reminds me of times that, I guess you could say it reminds me of times that I'd much rather forget. But you hear that part, oh, you know?
So what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of, well, I better not say, a very nice young lady who gave it up for every guy that came along.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's very painful for you.
Well, it is and it isn't, you know. But what I'd like you to do on Saturday night, when they play Return of Mac, Phil, if you can say, and now a very special song for Commodore Ray Conneal. There it is, Return of the Mac. Okay, and that's when I'll wander out and stare at the ocean, and you won't see me. I'll just, because I kind of just, I don't know.
Okay, Return of the Mac. If this one is...
Yeah, practice it.
And here's one for Commodore Ray Conneal, Return of the Mac. There, right there.
Good, bud.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Well, you want me to dedicate it to you or not?
Well, I'd like you to mention it, but don't rub it in. Whoa. Jesus Christ. This gal, she was a blonde, okay?
All right, we don't want to hear... No, thank you, Ray. We're fine.
Okay, well, whatever. Jesus. This is my life. All she did was stick a knife in me.
Okay, Ray Conneal, Commodore of the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Saturday night, it's going to be the Seafood Splash Dance. I will be emceeing it.
Yeah, you just said, now here's your favorite song, Return of the Mac for Commodore Conneal. Or somebody may say, and here's a Hello Mary Lou, I don't know what the songs are, for Dave Gelbonica, and that's the thing, that the Gelbonicans are going to want you to dedicate. What's the one where the guy goes ground control to Major Tom?
Space Oddity.
What is it?
That's Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Yeah, that's it. The Dave and his wife, Sarah, and the three kids, Timmy, Tony, and Timmyton. I don't know their names, but they're...
What are their names?
I don't know. I just use those names. But the Gelbonica was saying, here's one for the Gelbonicans, ground control to Major Tom. And I sing a little bit of it, and then they come out and they dance.
Okay, so is Dave's going to be the MC? Is he going to be dressed as a fish?
Phil, yeah, this is what you did. You went, it sounded like you were gagging up.
Yeah, it kind of did, Mr. Randy.
Yeah, that's nice. Are they going to be dressed as fish?
Who?
The Gelbonicans.
Listen to you. You don't have any respect.
Phil, the Gelbonicans need respect. Margaret's laughing.
Yeah, I know she is. I know all of you people laugh at me. Here I got Return of the Mac, remembering a girl that just took my heart out of my chest and ran it over with a truck.
Okay, so I will play Space Oddity for the Gelb.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who's this?
It's the Phil Henry Show. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dave Gelbonica here. That's Dave. Dave's... That's Phil Henry. He's going to be playing ground control to Major Tom. Thank you very much. I'll dance to that. Yeah, he dances to it with his wife.
And they'll be dressed as fish, too.
Yes, they'll be dressed as fish. What is it with you? There's a seafood splash.
All right. Listen, Ray, I love you, man. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to dedicate the Return of the Mac to you. I know it's painful.
It is, especially when I hear the oh. But yeah, they're right here. Listen to them, yeah. Return of the Mac, Return of the... Here she comes again, giving it up for every guy.
All right, take it easy, man. You sound weird.
I'm sorry. But please play that David Bowie Return of Major Tom.
No, it's called Space Oddity.
Oh, yeah, Space Oddity. Ground control to the Return of the Mac. I mean...
It's called...
I got it.
Thanks very much, Commodore Conneal.
Thank you, Phil. I didn't want to make an...
And there he is, and we'll be back with Bobby Dooley.
Wait, don't you want to reflect on what we just heard?
Reflect on what, man?
That guy is he married?
Is he white?
Is he married?
I think he is, yeah.
Yes, he is married and has been happily married for about 15 years. This gal he's talking about predates that. I knew her. She was one of these blondes with the cutoff jeans, you know. Well,
I don't know, but...
Never mind.
Well, he really fell for her, huh?
Oh, yeah, he did. And it was really, it was sickening, actually. He'd just be, spinning around the dance floor going, oh. And she'd come in, lay a kiss on him, and then split.
Okay, all of a sudden, this one celebratory night is sounding kind of sad.
No, it's fine. He'll live.
Okay, coming up, it's Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and what happened with that legal action that they... apparently, she was going to have her...
she was going to have her high rear end out at the Boo Boo Mall or whatever the hell it was, and the guy, he called it off.
Yeah, he said he didn't want... Don't do that, bud.
Oh, sorry.
He said he didn't want to see her tired ass no more.
Jesus.
Yeah. Coming back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, coming up February 28th and March the 1st, The Galaxy of Phil Hendry, our show at Theater West. Two shows, Friday night, the 28th, Saturday night, the 1st. And it'll be a presentation of friends and neighbors. Just a very intimate evening with good friends, people you know and love, people that we've had on our show, people that, you know, frankly, I could do without.
Don't say that, Phil.
No, they're great people, and we'll be with them, and we'll be with you. Just get your tickets at theaterwest.org, okay? theaterewest.org. Scroll down the page and see. Get your tickets, man. Get them for the 28th or the 1st, or get them for both nights. The world, the galaxy.
Yeah, it's the galaxy now.
Yeah, and is that the car?
No, it ain't the car. The Galaxy of Phil Hendry. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we have some follow-up with you, Bobby. And were you threatening legal action over this?
Well, let me just tell you. Steve has the... But do you got them, honey?
Yeah, it was the Bunby Mall.
So we had agreed to a personal appearance, one night only, of Bobby Dooley's high rear end at the Bunby Mall. And we have the neon arrow pointing at it. And out of the blue, okay...
What do you mean, one night only, if you don't mind?
Well, it's the afternoon, but we call it one night only. Bobby's high... What is the question?
All right, it was on in the afternoon.
Yes, it was on in the afternoon, but we say one night only.
Yeah, just say one night only, because that's the way that things, you know, you sell things.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what is that supposed to mean, Phil, that we're retarded or something?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think Margaret's saying that. When you say one night only, we think it's going to be at night.
Well, it's not at night, okay?
No, Mr. Henry, it's not at night. It's a personal appearance of Bobby Dooley's high rear end at the Bunby Mall with the neon arrow pointing at it and everything.
Yeah, and we said we'd have the neon arrow and everything, and I tweeted about it. It's very humiliating.
I'm gonna do it for her.
Steve, go ahead.
The guy that ran the Bunby Mall said, no one wants to look at your tired-ass Mrs. Dooley. And, of course, we did meet with Harvey Weirman next day.
We did meet with Harvey Weirman. We think it's actionable, and we're going to meet with Harvey Weirman again.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the
complaint?
What is the complaint? The man said no one wants...
What are you talking about?
All right, we understand that the man insulted you, but what exactly are they breaching the contract?
We feel it's actionable, okay? We think that this is an actionable action. That's actionable.
Yeah, we think it's actionable.
No, I know you think it's actionable. Look, we know it's actionable, but what's the action?
What's the action?
God, what are you talking about?
What are you going to sue them for?
Take it easy, guys, okay?
No, we're just trying to find out. Bobby, it was insulting, you're right, for the man to say nobody wants to look at your tired ass. But he could probably say that if you don't have anything in writing.
We think we got something in writing. He did say that he wanted Bobby Dooley's high rear end.
And all of a sudden, he changed his mind. Is that it?
He changed his... Steve and him got into it because Steve's hands got free with the guy's girlfriend. I don't know.
I had, you know, she asked me, she said, is my brassiere on right?
Bullshit.
Bobby, I'm telling you, and so I double-checked it for her.
You, okay, so this guy is, he doesn't want you around because your husband's a creep.
That's what I said, Steve.
No.
That's what I think this is. Steve was adjusting her brassiere.
From the front or the back? That's important.
From the back, oh my God.
I did from it's just the strap in the back.
But the man that was running the Bunby Mall there, who he said was going to have my high rear end, then he says nobody wants to see your tired ass. And we feel that was a direct contravention of the things what he said he was going to do.
All right. So you're going to sue this guy for what?
We think it's actionable.
We already know you think it's actionable.
Jesus.
What's everybody... Everyone's on the rag or something over there.
No, we're not on the rag, Jack. We want to find out...
The name is Steve, Mr. Henry.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry, Mr. Do Steve. Mr.
Mr. Do Steve.
Mr. I want to talk to Bobby.
I'm here. Okay, just sit down, Steve, will you, okay? Steve was adjusting this girl's brassiere from the back. The husband got angry. He wanted to throw hands. Steve said, it's go time. And the guy said, on second thought, no one wants to see your wife's tired ass. And he put that in writing.
Well, it sounds to me like he just insulted you, and you guys just got to move on.
No, we're not moving on for...
We're not moving on for shit, Mr. Henderson.
What's the language, if you don't mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not moving on. The people are... What are you going to do? He's going to have, what, 2,000-3,000 people? Slow down, Steve.
We might have 2,000-3,000 people.
How many people come out to see your high rear end, Ms. Dooley?
We get crowds of... We had 50 people last Tuesday because it was raining. But we are anticipating there could be crowds of thousands. You don't know. And if you've got 2,000 people showing up and they want to take a look at what I got with the neon arrow pointing at it, and this guy said my ass was tired simply because Steve was trying to adjust his wife's brassiere, or was it a wife?
Well, his girlfriend.
A girlfriend's brassiere? Let me tell you what. It's go time.
Okay, who are you talking to? What lawyer?
Harvey Wireman.
Yeah.
Can we get Harvey on the line?
Yeah.
We're going to get Harvey on the line, okay?
Whatever, jeez.
Mr. Henry, I mean, we haven't really filled him in on it. And
got Harvey.
All right. Mr. Wireman, how you doing? It's Phil Henry.
Yeah.
I got the Dooleys here.
Well, we haven't filled you in, Harvey, as much as we should.
Let me just tell you this. And thank you, Phil. And Mr. Dooley, how are you?
I'm fine.
Ms. Dooley, I will write them a letter and tell them that they... You didn't get an appearance fee, though, did you?
$20.
I mean, it's...
We got $20.
Yeah, we got a $20.
All right, I can write them a letter and saying you owe her a $20 appearance fee. But the man said that he said no one wants to see your tired ass. He said that confidentially to you. And Mr. Dooley, you were adjusting the guy's wife's bra strap. I don't know what you want me to do.
Did they hire you?
You know, Phil, that's really none of your business.
What? That's none of your business, Mr. Henry.
Well, you told me he was your attorney.
God, Phil. Well, you told me he was your attorney. You have to calm down and understand, Phil, these are legal matters, okay? Now, Miss Dooley has a high rear end, or so she says. She contracted with the Doobie or the Boo-Boo, what's the name of the mall?
It's called the Doobie Mall.
The Doobie Mall, to have her butt out there with an arrow pointing at it. They were supposed to provide the neon arrow, and at the last minute they provided cardboard. That's the only thing that I could probably sue them, Miss Dooley, for breach of contract, in that they verbally promised a neon arrow pointing at your rear end and it's cardboard.
Yeah,
that's definitely a breach.
Okay, I don't know. I could get you a couple of $100. Anyway, it
sounds like it's sort of a... It doesn't sound like anything, Bobby. It sounds like a dead end.
Well, how would you like it, Margaret, if some guy comes up to you and says, I don't want to look at your tired rear end? Okay?
I don't have my ass out there with a neon arrow pointing at it.
Well... You know, I've seen the way you walk. You walk in such a way as to say, yeah, check it out. You might as well have an arrow there.
You know what, Bobby? You're an idiot. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, Bobby, let's keep it off of Margaret.
Some women walk like they go back and forth, and they should have an arrow pointing at it.
Hey, look, Dooley, do me a favor. Just, Ms. Dooley, what I will tell you...
Do you a favor, what?
Shut up.
Oh.
Ms. Dooley, I will tell you this. I can get some satisfaction from then concerning the neon arrow pointing at your rear end, but that's about it. And him telling you your tired ass sounds to me like he had every right to change his mind and not hire you.
Well, that's not satisfactory, okay? That's not satisfactory.
All right, well, you're welcome to find another attorney.
That is not satisfactory.
Yeah, getting another attorney is not satisfactory.
It's not satisfactory.
Well, it's going to have to be satisfactory, because all I can do is get maybe $20, $30, maybe a couple of $100 at best out of them. God damn, I can't breathe.
Take it easy, Harvey.
I could, for not having a neon arrow pointing at your ass.
Hey, would you watch your language?
That's my wife you're talking to. That is not satisfactory.
That is not satisfactory.
Sorry. I got to get out of here, Phil, before I go screaming mad.
Okay, Harvey, thank you very much.
You know, that's...
Harvey Wireman, Bobby, thank you very much for filling us in on that. We just simply saw the tweet. Best of luck talking to this guy at the what? The Boonby Mall?
Yeah, what is it, Steve?
Yeah, it's the Boo-Boo. It's the Boo-Boo Mall or something like that.
The Boo-Boo Mall over there on Cahuenga.
The Boo-Boo Mall on Cahuenga? You guys live in the valley.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on King Kong Boulevard. It's down the street from that where we live.
Good luck.
Well, Phil, I mean, first of all, when you look at my ass...
Bobby and Steve Dooley are now in some kind of... You know, she shouldn't be doing that. Bobby, if you're still listening, which I doubt, get off that whole personal appearance for your high rear end. Retire your ass back to the clubhouse or something. Yeah, just walk around the clubhouse with your rear end hanging out or whatever.
That's not hanging out.
Well,
wait, Ms. Dooley's here.
What does she want?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, what do you want? We're about to go off the air. We're about to go off the air. Well, it was hanging out.
Give me the phone. Yes, Bobby.
I heard someone say I should be walking around the clubhouse with my ass hanging out. Was that you, General?
That's right.
Oh, boy. So you're saying I should slip my bathing suit up over one cheek?
Well, you should apologize to my wife.
You learn to speak English, Dooley, and I will.
Apologize to my wife.
Apologize?
Apologize.
Sorry, Bobby.
Well, thank you, because I'm not going to...
Okay, Bobby and Steve Dooley. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget our show on the 28th of February and the 1st of March at Theater West, the Galaxy of Phil Henry. Get your tickets at theaterwest.org today. I want to thank our special guests, Bobby and Steve Dooley, and the great Ray Corneal from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Great talking to you, Ray.
You gonna get into a duck suit or something?
They want a fish suit. What about the lobster costume? I don't know.
Get a duck suit.
A duck is not seafood, Jack. Duck isn't seafood.
Oh.